What up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Black Expat Podcast. My name is Carl, and I'm excited to be rocking with you guys for yet another episode. Before we jump into an amazing podcast episode I have lined up for you guys today, we are broadcasting live. For those of you guys who want to call in and ask questions, please make sure you call in and ask questions toward the end of the show. I will prompt you guys on when to do that. But before we get into all that amazing stuff we have lined up for today, it's time to pay some bills. This podcast is brought to you by the In-House Bartender. Go to inhousebartender.com for all of your in-house bartending needs. And as always, if you like what you listen to and you want to be a supporter of the Black Expat Podcast, go to the Podbean app, click Become a Patron to become a patron of the Black Expat Podcast. But thank you guys for joining me today. So I know you guys, a lot of you guys have been asking me about, all right, now that you are not working full time at the school, that toxic work environment that you were a part of, what else do you have going on, right? So I teach basketball on the side. I do a little bit of tutoring on the side, and I do a lot of trading, right? So I got into trading through my younger sister and my brother-in-law. My younger sister is really, really good at it, a lot better than I am. She put a lot of time and effort into it. And about 2.5 or 3 months ago, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get really serious about it as well. And because I am a student of a lot of things, I definitely wanted to partner and pair myself with someone and a group of people who were equally as motivated about learning, about growing, and about financial freedom. I've been an entrepreneur for about as long as I can remember now, and I've been doing a lot of different things, from starting my own travel company, CP Travels, almost, 7 years ago, writing my own book, owning my own bar out here in Taiwan. But I'm always looking for more ways to, one, to gain revenue and to stay afloat, but also more ways to not only for myself to be financially free, people that I know, people that I love, and people that are around me that I've learned and grown with to also become financially free. So with all that being said, I have an amazing guest that I want to welcome on the show to actually talk about one way he himself and his team are working and have been working toward financial freedom, and talk a little bit more about what exactly trading is, right? And how to get into it, and the things that you, and what trading can become if you take it seriously, if you study, and if you actually become a student of the game, is what I want to call it, right? The game and the job that is trading currencies. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my guest. Once he calls in, I'll allow him to introduce himself to you guys, the podcast audience, and to the world, and we'll get into what exactly is trading, the benefits of trading, and how he himself, along with his team, has built this amazing group of individuals, of people that trade together and do all these amazing things in the field of Forex and HFX trading. So Malachi, when you have a chance, you can call on into the show and we will go ahead and get the podcast interview started. But while we're waiting on Malachi to call in, one of the things that I definitely want to also talk about at the end of this show is a question that I got that came in late last night that I'll make sure I'll get to at the end. But Malachi has called in. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Yep, coming in loud and clear. How are you doing this evening in New York, I believe, right?
Yes, it's 10 p.m. here. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. It is a bright 10 a.m. in Taiwan. It is 85 degrees, so I'm sweating. But I'm very, very happy to be here today. So first, let's just jump right into the interview, if you don't mind. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, and anything else you'd like to share with us here on the show?
Yeah, sure. So again, my name is Malachi Patrick. I go by Mr. Market Sniper. I am originally from, my mom is from Trinidad and my dad is from Barbados. So I'm mixed, but I was born in Trinidad and moved here to the Bronx, New York, where I've lived most of my life. I now currently go to SUNY Oneonta upstate in Oneonta, New York. And I have recently become more and more interested in my entrepreneurial mind as of COVID happening, realizing more and more that I have a lot more that I can do for myself and for others, as opposed to working a 9-to-5 or working for someone, depending on them to sign my check.
And where do you think your entrepreneurial mindset came from and kind of started from? Because I know with COVID and with everything that's been going on, a lot of people have been looking for ways in which they can gain revenue where they're not dependent on a 9-to-5 job or a corporation to basically fund their lives, right? So like, where did your entrepreneurial mindset come from? Was it from family, from friends, or is it something that you were kind of just born with and it's just who you are as a person?
Yeah, perfect. So what happened is my family, my dad's side, was a bunch of engineers, always building things, always inventing things. So in a sense, I kind of followed that same mindset that, you know, I would be an engineer when I get older. I enjoy building because I enjoy inventing things. So that was where I kind of positioned myself to go. And then it was kind of the expectation that, you know, you get a job, you work for someone, you make a lot of money, you provide for your family. And, you know, that's how life goes. But then realizing more and more that a lot of my friends who, you know, were out of college were not getting the highest paying jobs, no matter how many degrees they had. And that's when I began to realize that there was another field, another realm out there of entrepreneurship. Upon meeting my girlfriend, which I would like to have introduce herself in a second, all the ideas that I shared with her about things I want to start, different businesses, different companies that I want to do, she's been a full-time supporter of doing so. So it's also, you know, pushed forward my entrepreneurial mindset even more.
Thank you. And yes, I would like for you to allow your girlfriend to introduce herself to the podcast as well, because I know she's been real, and based on what you just said as well, been really influential in the things that you guys have done together. So if you don't mind, I would love for her to introduce herself as well.
Hi, my name is Tatiana Perkins. I'm Malachi's girlfriend. I'm from Jamaica. My mother and father are from Jamaica. I was born in Bronx, New York as well. I'm currently at SUNY Oneonta. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that and where you're from. Is there anything else you would like us to know about your upbringing and about why you are also passionate about entrepreneurship as well?
I see it as the best way to do for yourself, because most jobs that people have 9-to-5s are very dependent on whoever is above you. While being an entrepreneur, you are able to make your money yourself, and everything that you get is based on what you put in.
Okay, thank you. And Malachi, while we're talking about entrepreneurship and the amazing things you guys have been able to do, let's just jump right into the trading aspect of it. So can you please explain to the audience, what is Forex trading exactly, and how did you yourself get into trading Forex and HFX?
Of course. So Forex simply stands for foreign exchange. And if you've ever been to another country that does not use the currency of the country you originated from, you have partaken in the foreign exchange market. So it is exchanging one currency for another currency, similarly to how countries exchange things for different products, right? It started off as us trading commodities and trading items, right? We trade a bag of beans for a bag of flour. It all comes from trading. You get one thing after giving out another thing. So the trading in the foreign exchange market is simply analyzing a market or some charts and placing parts of your money into this market. And when you place your money into the market, what allows to happen is you can then profit off of the movement of the market. So I like to do examples as I talk. So for example, if you have the United States dollar to the Canadian dollar, right? It means if you're going from the US to Canada, you would change your US dollars to Canadian dollars. If the Canadian dollar at the moment that you transfer your US dollars to Canadian dollars is weaker than the US dollar, you're going to get back a smaller amount of money. You'll get money back, but it's going to be less than your US dollars because the currency value of the Canadian dollar is weaker. Whereas as it's vice versa, right? If the Canadian dollar is stronger than the US dollar, you'll get more money back when you convert it back to US dollars. There is no real way of getting started in trading Forex. I do recommend you find a team that has a basis in Forex, can understand Forex. And then as far as your question of HFX, HFX just stands for high frequency Forex. So with regular Forex, you make money more in a longer time time frame. So you would make money in an hour, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, sometimes even days. With HFX, high frequency just means a quicker pace. So you can make your money in minutes. You can make money in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, and so on. So think of HFX as the minute money and regular forex as long-term money.
What I do want to take a step back and kind of analyze is what exactly foreign exchange is, right? Because I want to be honest with you guys. I've been living and working in Taiwan for almost 10 years now, right? And I've been traveling for a very long time. But it wasn't until I actually started to learn about the Forex market where I actually started to understand what money meant and how money is traded and dealt with in the many countries around the world, right? So, for example, when I first started traveling, my first country I went to was in Egypt. And again, I was a student, I was 20 years old, and I had no idea once I got there, because the school took care of everything, that my American dollar, my American money, had more value than the Egyptian dollar that I was using once I got there, because all of my money exchanges were kind of handled for me. So for those of you guys that are listening, that may be a little bit confused about what exactly is foreign exchange. The American dollar, because it is America has a very strong economy. So the American dollar holds a lot of weight. But based on actions, like, I think Malachi would definitely get into this, like what Donald Trump says, political news that comes out, or just the value of gold, the value of silver, things like that, affects how strong the American dollar is compared to other currencies around the world. So each country has its own specific currency, and the value of that currency changes daily, right? Depending on what's going on in the world, how their economy is doing. For example, things like Brexit that happens, things like the recession that America suffered, that definitely brought down the dollar. The best example I can use is when I came to Taiwan, I was making about the same amount of money that I'm making now. When I sent money back home, my Taiwanese dollar, because we were in a recession 10 years ago, when I sent money back home, the Taiwanese dollar I was using was worth more money. So I'll just use this example. I was making about 2,000 US dollars 10 years ago when I sent money back home. Not all my salary, but most of my salary. Now, when I send back the same amount of money, because the US dollar has gotten stronger since the recession, that $2,000 value I sent back in money is only now worth $1,700, right? And that's because the value of the American dollar has decreased. So Malachi talks about trading currencies. It's literally, all right, on any given day, which currency gets stronger and which currency gets weaker? And then you move putting your money in that market to maximize how much money you can then take out of that market based on currency movement. So again, if the US dollar goes up, you make more money. If the US dollar goes down, you may also make more money, depending on whether you choose to buy or sell that particular currency. So Malika, what sparked your interest in trading and in understanding and learning the Forex market?
Yeah, so during COVID, I was teaching online school, teaching robotics. And I have a huge passion for teaching. So I enjoyed it very much teaching. And then I realized that I wanted to find other ways to make money, right? As an entrepreneur, most millionaires or most entrepreneurs have more than just one stream of income. Some have a minimum of seven. So that's where I wanted to be. So I started looking around at what can I do to get myself more money. And I saw a lot of my friends on Snapchat posting like these screenshots of this dark screen with these currencies on one side, which I didn't know were currencies at that moment. And then I saw like, you know, emojis over profits on the other side. I was like, okay, if this is a scam, I'll just get into this and get out of it as soon as I can. So I told one of my friends, hey, you know, put me on about this. What is this about? And she introduced me to another company that Tatiana and I are no longer a part of, simply because the company that we were part of was a network marketing company that used Forex as their hook. Their main goal was to recruit people, grow your business, right? You recruit this person recruit this person, and so on and so forth. And you then obtain a commission, how many people you add to your business. Very little was there any talk about learning how to trade and doing so properly. So then we left. We were paying a monthly payment for that, and it was like a waste of money. So we left. And I still had a passion to trade. I still enjoyed trading. I still enjoyed teaching. So then Tati said, you know what we should do? You should teach people how to trade. You don't want people to have to build and recruit, and we don't have the money to be paying somebody to recruit and all this other stuff anyway. So you just teach people how to trade. You get it down pat, you teach, and we go from there. And boom, that's when Elite Harmonizers was born. I became indulged in trading. All I did was trade from morning till night. You know, Tati asked me, you know, what are you doing? I say, I'm trading. Because I wanted to make sure that I knew everything there was to learn about trading in Forex. I can't say I'm a master at it, because to master something, it takes about 10,000 hours, which is about 9 years. But I can say I'm pretty proficient in trading.
Here's what I definitely want to touch on, because I know a lot of people see, I know me, myself, and a lot of my friends, when we first heard about trading, and again, I kind of saw something similar to you. I saw somebody that was making all this money. He was like, yeah, I can teach you, I can teach you, I can teach you. Or if you want to make money like this, then follow me, right? And I think that is very alluring for some people, because you do want to kind of make money in minutes and you want to get fast money. However, when you hear things like that, right, it seems almost, and most more times than not, this is true, it seems too good to be true. So then you're hesitant, you're worried it's going to be a scam, and then you maybe not, you don't, maybe don't take that leap, because you're like, you know what, this person's making all this money, but I don't, he's saying that I could, but he's not showing me or telling me how. He's asking me to sign up for all these crazy things to learn about it, and I'm like, I'm just not too sure, because I don't fully understand the market itself. So before I get into, further get into this point I want to make as we talk through the podcast, how did you teach yourself about the market, and what was the benefit of actually joining that group and then learning a little bit? And then what did you take away from it that allowed you to say, you know what, I'm confident enough that I can learn this. And I'm also confident enough that after I learn this, that I can then teach other people as well.
Yeah. So basically, answer the question in parts. We joined the original company. And what I did learn was that you need to be able to outsource for your information. And that's what I did, because my mentor did not have the answers. I'm someone who asked 21,000 questions before I am confident that something's actually going to work. So my mentor didn't have the questions the answers to my questions that I was asking. Then I reached out to my mentor's mentor, and I just kept on going up the line of people just to find out that it was just recruit, recruit, recruit. It was very little, I know how to do this, so I'm going to teach you how to do this. It was more of the, I'm going to show you what someone else has, but I can't show you what I have because I don't have it yet. So me leaving that company sparked my interest in wanting to do this on my own, learn it on my own, to figure out how to do this on my own. And the way that happened, and for some it may sound alarming and scary as a 19-year-old, but that came with a cost, a price tag of losing $12,000 to learn how to teach someone how to trade Forex successfully. That is through my four binders filled with Forex notes that I just search and I read and I watch videos and I outsource my information. They say YouTube University is the best free university you can go to. And I 100% agree if you follow the right professors. Going online to websites like babypips.com can walk you through what is the Forex market, how to trade in the Forex market. So taking notes on different resources that you can find on your own will put you in a position to be able to do this on your own. Like, again, I said, it cost me $12,000, but that's because I was trying to learn things at the quickest pace possible. Once I slowed down and started realizing that I needed to learn it before I can teach it, I started making a lot more money. And all of my team is has access to the same resources that I had to grow mine. They all got the same thing from me. So if I used one website, they got the same website. It was nothing different. So yeah, it's definitely about outsourcing, using my resources that I had, and then practicing on my own, right? Like developing my own strategies, finding out what can I claim as my own to then be able to teach. And when I teach it, will it have the results that people are looking for? And that's what I tend to find happening now.
Okay, so I have one part statement, another part question. It's basically something I definitely want to touch on is I know during COVID, a lot of people have been working from home or just find themselves having extra time because their social lives have been cut off. And again, teaching yourself through YouTube or through whatever channels you're able to find is important, and it actually is very well possible as well. Again, I've taken a lot of things away from COVID, right? I've been more connected with my family. I'm very excited and very blessed to have that, even though I'm very far away. And I've taken on a lot of other hobbies and agendas that I oftentimes push to the sides because, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, y'all, I was out here in these streets, in these Taiwan streets, but still out here in these streets. But when did you, Malachi, feel comfortable enough where you felt you learned enough, you had studied enough, and that you were like, you know what, now is the time I'm ready to then welcome others into my circle and start teaching them so that way they don't have to lose $12,000 to get started. They can start from zero and then maybe build and compound their accounts and things like that. So when did you feel 100% comfortable to take on the mantle of being a teacher of people using real money and real time in their real lives?
It was, I would say, 3 months into starting the Elite Harmonizers officially. I had an Elite Harmonizers, I call them the OG group, because they were the ones that were with me when I was still trying to practice and master my own strategies. There was the ones who were sticking around for 4-hour trainings when I was teaching them how to read candle patterns. They were the ones that were sticking around. We would lose a session, and I'm a very emotional person. Well, I was very emotional with trading. So they could see on my face, oh, he's mad. He just lost $5. So my OG group was, I would say, they were my guinea pigs. And I thank them all the time. They were the guinea pigs to my my confidence and my passion to continue teaching forex. It was through them and Tati's vision that I even continued to go as hard as I did to continue teaching Elite Harmonizers and teaching forex. So I would say 3 months into starting Elite Harmonizers. We've only been around for 8 months now. So I would say 5 months ago is when I would say I was ready to teach it. And was able to, nothing is guaranteed when you're trading, but I could, give people confidence that first day on the team, they'll learn something. If they don't earn, they'll learn. If they don't learn, they're going to earn. But one of the two is going to happen within their first 24 to 48 hours of being on the Elite Harmonizers team.
And honestly, seeing how much we pay to go to college in America, I'd much rather learn how to earn fast and take a few L's rather than be in school paying what I pay, $120,000 to maybe get a job when I graduate. But enough about that. But I know you mentioned Tati's vision. So what exactly is that? Because I know you guys are a very close-knit team, and she is right there with you in everything that you've done, everything that you continue to do. So like, what exactly is her role, and what was her vision? How did you guys kind of reach these goals you guys have together?
Yeah. So actually, I'm going to hand it over to her to talk about her vision, mm-hmm. because, I don't want to take her credit for it. So go ahead.
Okay. My vision when we started Elite Harmonizers was basically just to get information to people. Because of our experience with the company we were with before, where we were expecting to trade, learn to trade and make money trading, and the disappointment that came from that, I just wanted to give people the opportunity to get that information that they were expecting to get from other places and not have them jump through hurdles to get it. So I spoke with Malachi about different ways we can get information to people without them having to do extra things for us, because people who are already paying so much to learn different things don't need to be doing extra just to keep up learning those things. That was the main goal.
And then
thank you.
And then and the second part of that, the way I interpreted the vision after a while of seeing it and seeing it play out, was that there are a couple of families, and some are on the call now, that through one-on-one training with me for 30 minutes, I've heard almost their life story. I've heard why they go so hard for trading. I've heard why they need trading. I've heard why they needed to be somewhere where they were not being hounded to recruit, but that they were able to learn how to read a chart, look at some lines, and it sounds a lot simpler said than done. But being able to do that and profit off of that, right? I wanted to be able to make my own strategies so that if something was to ever come down and go wrong, I can give a reason as to why it happened, as opposed to saying, oh, well, it's this person's strategy. So reach out to that person and then that person and that person. So being able to change families' lives, right? The impact over income model that I like to follow. Being able to talk to someone one-on-one and they say, Malachi, you just helped me pay off this thing that I've been trying to pay off for the past 10 years. It hits a soft spot in me to know that I worked this hard to learn and become proficient in being able to trade strictly from Tati's vision. And then seeing the lives that we're changing is all the reason why I continue.
And here's what I will say, because I'm going to take maybe a minute or two to kind of add on to that. When I got into trading, I was also looking around to many different places, and my sister pointed me in your direction as well as in the direction of some other people who were doing something similar, but definitely not the same as what you were doing. And, you know, I've been working out in Taiwan, and I've hired, you know, more than 50 Black people over my 10 years of being here because, again, I'm all about the Black experience and you know, make sure our people have access to opportunity and things like that, different opportunities and things like that. But one of the things that led me to, again, I'm interviewing Malachi, guys, and I'm not just talking to you guys about Forex trading just for no reason, right? I do it myself, and I am honored to be a part of Malachi's team. But one of the things I want to say is the reason why I've chosen to stuck with Malachi and what really stood out to me from day one is that personal connection you have with him. Again, I've never met him in person. We've talked on and off for maybe about a month and a half now. But from the first day I logged on and I joined one of his sessions, that connection was there. Even all the way in Taiwan, which is about a 13-hour flight from New York, being all in Taiwan, I felt that personal connection to what he was actually doing. And I felt like I was learning something. And he was real, right? So your real personality is in every trading session. Your emotions are there. You're very honest, you're very direct, and you're very open, and you answer our questions, and you want to have dialogue with people who are actually on the session. That is something that is irreplaceable in anything that you do, because you can work for a company and have a boss or a manager or whatever, and they seem like they care, but in the end, they don't care. They don't want to ask how, they don't ask how you're feeling every day. They don't check on you on and off, and they don't care about how you're doing outside of the job that you're there to do. So being a part of something that's growing the way that Malachi's team was very special to me from day one. Even being so far away, because I felt that connection that he talked about. I was like, you know what? Win or lose, again, one, I'm going to learn something, which I've learned something through every session I've been a part of. But two, like, I like being a part of something that's growing and that's developing and that's building together. And I really feel like I'm a part of an actual team, not a part of a team where someone's trying to take my money, not a part of a team where someone's giving me a little bit of information only and not the whole big picture, but someone who's actually driving us in the right direction to be financially free. So I can speak from my own personal experience that everything he said is true. And again, I just tuned in one time randomly. Angel's like, yeah, you know, join this thing and check him out, see what you feel about it. And ever since then, I've joined him every session I could. Every time I've had time, I've been a part of those sessions. So I can speak from experience and say that you're doing an amazing job. And everything that you and Tati's goal has definitely come to fruition as someone who joined all the way from Taiwan and is still going to be a part of your team moving forward. So how has trading then, I know you talk about everyone else's lives and how they share their stories with you, but how has trading then changed your life?
Yeah, for sure. So my team knows this, and for those who are on the podcast, you'll be taking a sneak peek into Malachi's life. My mom was diagnosed with autism at a very young age. So she had growing up, she was never known as someone who had autism. It wasn't known as autism back then. It was known as mental retardation. So all she was called was, you know, retarded. So she got one job where she was a data entry clerk, and then she got laid off of that job. And ever since then, all she's been doing is retail, going from job to job. But if anyone knows anyone on the spectrum, constant people interaction is not something that makes life easy for anyone who's on the spectrum. So, you know, my mom constantly going home, and sometimes, you know, for months just sitting at home, and I'm like, Mom, you're not going to work today? And her response saying, you know, no, I don't feel good going to work today. I don't feel good. I don't really want to go today. Just to find out that she actually got fired from that job, because, you know, something happened and they couldn't understand that she's just different. So trading for me has provided me an opportunity to tell my mom, hey, Mom, you can sit in your bed in the same pajamas. If you want to wear the same pajamas for a whole week, you can do that and you can get paid for it, right? No one's going to sign your check. No one's going to be looking at you, talking to you, interacting with you. So, you know, when I first started, my mom was like, I don't know about this, Malachi. This seems a little weird, you know, any mom looking out for their son. And she finally took her first trade and she made $10. And I was like, you see, it works. You know, you're just copy and pasting, Mom. You're copying and pasting my text message. And you're making money. So, you know, my mom is, she's a little older. So, she, you know, she doesn't always have the time in the day to constantly be trading. But I do have a trading account set up for my mom. And I trade for my mom in her account. And when I make a win, I send it to her. And the ultimate goal is to get my mom to move out into her own place with my sister. So that she can live out the rest of her life on, you know, on her own, not having to rule under someone else's ruling. And it's also been an opportunity for me to give to my sister an opportunity to not be so dependent on people in our family that she may not necessarily want to be interacting with all the time. And lastly, for, you know, for myself and for Tati, you know, being able to, it feels really good being a boyfriend, being able to go into Walmart and your girlfriend comes and shows you these, you know, ugly looking monster slippers and says, can we get these? And I just say, you know, throw it in the cart, you know, not having to check my bank constantly every time we go out to eat or something like that. So just being able to change my own life and give back to people who I love, trust and respect immensely has been all the reason why I continue to trade, how trading has changed my life.
Wow, and thank you so very much for sharing that. And that is, I mean, that's powerful. I know me working since I was 14, several different jobs at a time. Again, like you said, that feeling of being able to support, you know, your mom and your family and those that you love and trust that are closer to you is a feeling unlike any other. But not just that, it's like, again, showing them and being able to teach them and provide them with a lifestyle that, again, that they deserve. Again, it's number one, it's truly humbling. It's also very inspiring, but also, again, very admirable as well. And I'm just, again, I'm so glad to be a part of your team and learn more about your experiences and what and the reason behind why you do everything that you do and how much love. And again, not just how much work, because we know that you work hard, right? You're on sessions 3 or 4 times a day. You're answering text messages. You're always available for your team, which is amazing. But again, the reason why you're doing it and the passion behind it is it's just extraordinary. And I can't say that enough. But I know you have a company. I do want you to talk about your company. But before we get into that and you giving us a rundown of what your company is, I do want to throw a little question at you to see how you answer it. If I was a novice, I knew nothing about the Forex trading market and nothing about trading. And let's just say 3 to 4 sentences. How would you explain what the Forex market is? That's the first question. And second, what Forex trading is? How would you explain those things in just 3 or 4 sentences?
So that's two separate, yep. 3 sentences, right?
Yes.
So the first one is, what is Forex?
Yes. What is the Forex market? Exactly.
It is trading foreign currencies.
And even better.
the second part you said was,
oh, like what is trading exactly? Like, so trading foreign markets is the first part. All right. So then what exactly is trading? What does that mean? What am I trading?
Your money versus a currency's money. Oh, that's too many words, but yours versus countries.
All right, so your money versus the country's money. And then how do you make a profit, or when do you make a profit when you are trading foreign currencies?
Yeah, so that doesn't have to be 3 sentences, right?
No, this is not.
Okay. So basically how it works is, you know, as Junior stated, when you're looking at the value of one currency versus another currency, if for whatever reason, let's say, you know, Trump comes on and says something outrageous and it makes the US dollar, you know, get very weak. If you go into a trade basically saying that because of what Trump has said, the United States dollar will become weaker, right? Based on your analysis of what's going on in the market and the world, once your analysis is correct, right? So once you say, look, you know, Trump says something outrageous, I know that affects the US dollar, so I can guarantee for at least the rest of this night, the US dollar is gonna be weak. You say that, you put your money, you put portions, you don't really put your money, you put portions of your money into the trade, and you say, look, I'm going to put 10 cents into the trade to say that Trump's outrageous comment will affect the US dollar negatively, meaning it's going to come down. As it comes down, you make money. Let's say, for example, you know, Obama got put back in office. And things go really, really well, right? And you say, well, now we got a good leader back in office. The US dollar's currency will be stronger than any other currency that we trade right now, and at least in the next hour or two. You put a portion of your money into that trade to say that US dollar will be stronger. And as the, you know, US dollar gets stronger, because you're in that trade and you're riding that wave, you are also making money. So you can make money as the market falls and make money as the market goes up.
And again, for those of you guys who are tuning to this podcast that are an expat, you're living abroad. Again, I've learned so much about, I kind of knew from just from analyzing my own money, how the foreign exchange market worked, but from actually studying forex trading, I understand it even more. Again, like I said, from the US dollar being valued at 28 to 1 Taiwanese when I first got here to now being at 30, it was as much as 32 when Obama was in office. Again, I loved Obama, don't get me wrong, but he was not good for my money in my pockets being abroad during the time when he was in office because the US dollar was super strong and the amount of money I made went down. But shout out to Trump for making it go down again. But like I've learned so much just about my own money. And if you are fortunate enough as an expat living abroad to save your money and then be able to wait for the market or the US dollar to decrease in value or whatever currency you're using in whatever country you're in, then definitely do that, right? And then send money back once the US dollar or whatever currency you're using drops down, because then you get more bang for your buck. Like, that's a real thing. And I did do that 5 years ago when I was able to save a lot of money and then waited until it was, I think it was 26 to one. The US dollar took a huge hit. And like one day it was crazy. And I went right to the bank and sent my money home and made, I profited based off the money that I earned in Taiwan, maybe like $500, which again was pretty cool. So Malachi, your company, what is it? Run us through it. What exactly are you trying to do? How can people join? All that all those amazing things. Talk about your company, Elite Harmonizers.
Awesome. So Elite Harmonizers, I was trying to figure out what you would call something that you teach people how to trade, right, without trying to bite off of the other company we were with. So then Tati said, we should put something with harmonic scanner. Could you use the harmonic scanner to read the market? So I said, okay, I dig that. You know, keep going. I'm riding with you right now. And then she said, Elite. And I said, Elite. Yes, Elite. Let's keep going. And then she said, Elite Harmonizers. I said, yes, that is it. Elite Harmonizers is the name of our company. So that just means that we are elite at reading the harmonic scanner, which is what we use to trade Forex. So that's where Elite Harmonizers came from. So we are a independently owned investment team of two who teach people how to trade in the foreign exchange market. So we do everything from teaching you how to open up your broker account. A broker is just simply think of it as a bank, right? Oh, before I go forward, I want to just take a step back really quick. For anyone who is on the podcast and saying, okay, Forex sounds good, but you know, I've never really heard of it. Ask yourself this question. Do I have a savings account with any bank? If the answer is yes, ask yourself the next question. Do I know why I only get a couple of pennies as a thank you or as interest on my savings account? If the answer is no, I'm going to tell you why. The banks take your savings account money, invest it into the foreign exchange market, a $6.6 trillion a day market, and they make millions of dollars off of your savings account. They then take your money back out of it and give you a couple pennies or cents as a thank you for allowing us to use your money without your permission. So that's what the foreign exchange market is. So what Elite Harmonizers does is it bridges that gap. We stop people from going to the bank with their money. We send people from them pockets to the foreign exchange market through a broker. And you trade your money that way. So let's say you opened up your account with $50, right? We would walk you through how to open up your account. You open up your account with $50, right? Again, nothing that you open up your account with is paid to the Elite Harmonizers. You open up your $50 account and you see a trade with the US dollar to the Canadian dollar. And you say, I like this trade. I'm going to put a lot size of 0.01. Now, once you join our team, we teach you what lot sizes are. We teach you what pips are. We teach you what stop loss is, what take profit is. We teach you strategies. There's an entire website, eliteharmonizers.net. I'll repeat that again, eliteharmonizers.net is our website. And there's an EH terminal, which gives you a walkthrough of the getting started page, opening all your accounts, whether it be regular Forex or HFX. There is a strategies page that teaches you how to read the strategies, how to use the strategies, how to make your strategies work for you to become the most profitable. There are get paid sessions. So I go live online and I analyze the market and I just call out trades for people who do not always want to sit at a computer, who are not confident yet in their own analysis. I do it for them and I go ahead and just call out the trades. You listen and click, or you copy and paste and you make money. I don't want anyone to be under the impression that we only make money, right? It is impossible to always make money in the foreign exchange market. You will win some, you will lose some, right? You must fall before you get back up. So you must lose some money before you make some money. But I can guarantee that no one is going to experience the loss that I did because I went through the hard work to make sure no one else has to go through that. So trainings, live sessions, we give access to the harmonic scanner on our website to allow you to be able to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, again, the website, can you say the website one more time so everybody can hear it and they know exactly where to go? It will also be linked in this podcast description if you're listening after the live broadcast, but just one more time for the audience.
Yep, it's Elite, so E-L-I-T-E, Harmonizers, HARMONIZERS.net. And you'll be welcomed by a page that says, welcome to the Elite Harmonizers.
And again, speaking from experience, I know if you guys have never traded or never even thought about Forex, when you're hearing these terms, you're like, oh my God, I don't really understand. It's not really that hard to pick up. It just takes a lot of, it just takes practice, right? I don't even want to say a lot of. If you listen to it and then if you go live with them and then you actually visualize it and see it, you'll pick it up a lot faster than if you, you know, you rely on YouTube and you don't have an actual account that you can actually trade from. What I did, my process was I went on YouTube, I watched a lot of YouTube, then I opened up a demo account. So I was on YouTube following other people's strategies, and I was like, okay, I want to do this, and a demo account is free. You don't use your own money, and it's a good way to kind of practice and understand the things that they were saying. But even with that, even with going on YouTube and watching what they were doing, and even having my own demo account, when I joined Malachi's team, and every time that we traded, I still learned something new. And I think this is true for anything that you're doing. Every day there is an opportunity for you to learn something new and something different, because every day you have a different experience. And like you said, you're definitely going to lose some, but the goal is, with anything, just like with working a 9-to-5 and working for another person's dream, which is another person's company, is to win more than you lose. And that is always the goal. And that is the reality. Yes, you're going to lose some. You're going to have bad days, bad weeks, even sometimes bad months. But you will, if you study well, if you have good strategies, if you collaborate, and if you are willing to learn and put the work in, you will definitely win more than you lose. And your profits will overcome your losses, right? Is that a fair assessment to make, Malachi?
Correct. I always say, if you put in the time, work, and energy to become financially free, you will get it. There are people that say, I want to be financially free, and then just rely on only my get paid sessions. And those people will never see the profits that they want to see. You have to do the work.
And the work is, honestly, it's kind of fun. Like for me, I love numbers. I love math. I love money. Like for the business that I have out here, I am the logistics guy. I'm the money guy. So when it came to Forex marketing, I'm like, man, this is amazing. I'm already abroad. I've traveled to more than 50 countries. I've seen all these currencies. I know what they mean. I understand the countries themselves. So understanding the market was a little bit easier for me because, again, I'm like, oh man, AUD means Australian dollar. I know that. So I went to Australia, the US dollar was weak as hell, and I got a terrible exchange rate. We'll talk about that another day. But Malika, I've been teaching for almost a decade now. But when I came to Taiwan, I never thought I would be teaching for 10 years. I will tell you that. I've been doing more directing than teaching, but I definitely never thought that I would be teaching for this long. How has it been teaching other people? Like, what are some of the difficulties you face, but also what are some of the successes where you were like, you know what, that was an amazing teaching session. I can see what they've learned. This is great. And what are some days you're like, man, like I need to go back and maybe work on this because I feel like I didn't get across what I wanted to get across.
Yeah, for sure. So like I said, I was teaching online robotics to younger students for almost all of COVID. So you can imagine, 8 and 9 year olds, you say, don't unmute your mic. And then they have a question. They just hit unmute. And there's 5 people talking at you at once. So that was a nightmare. So switching over to teaching Forex to our team, it felt a little easier. Well, I thought it was going to be a lot easier because, they're not 8 and 9 year old people. You know, they're grown adults who are learning how to do this stuff. So let's get the bad out of the way. For me, the parts that really grind my gears is when I post trainings or I post notes in it used to be our Google Drive. Now we moved over to an official website just in time for this podcast. And it'll be there. And I just want to get on the live session and say, hey, I had a question about this. And I'm like, It's in the training. It's in the video. Just watch the 10-minute video. It's not 10, it's like 45 minutes. But like, just watch the 45-minute video and then come with your questions. So that does get annoying sometimes. And people tuning in late, right? I'm a very on when it comes to trading and teaching, I'm on the tee. So if I say we're starting at 9 p.m., I mean 9 p.m. If someone comes in at 9:10, you know, I could easily just be like, you know, I'm not answering your question, but because of the person I am, I answer it, right? Even though it's been asked four times before you got on the call, I answer it because I want everyone to learn and grow. But yeah, those are the two biggest parts for me. Every day that I have a training or a teaching call or even a trading call, at the end of it, I self-reflect, right? Was that a personable time? Did they just trade and be quiet? Or were we talking about different things, right? We were, there was one day we were trading live and we started talking about like music or like movies that we used to watch in the middle of us trading, right? Like we're supposed to be looking for trades and we're just talking about growing up, what our childhood was like, looking at this movie, looking at that TV show. We were having a genuine conversation as we were making money, right? Most of the days we're playing upbeat music. I'm dancing around. We're all, it's a whole vibe, right? We call it, it's a vibe on our team. So, you know, the uplifting parts is when at the end of the call, I'll go through almost like roll call, say, hey, name one thing you learned today. And when I can have five different people say five different things that they learned today in a 1 hour session, it warms my heart to know that something got through. You know, there's something that they took out of the session that they can now apply to their next time. I swear, Junior, I'm telling you, nothing warms my heart more than when after my session, someone sends me a screenshot and says, I used your strategy, and sends me a screenshot of them clearing four trades and losing one, or making $20 in 1 hour, literally after me talking about the strategy. You know, and then there's some people that say, well, you know, I haven't really been making a lot of money. And then they go and practice the strategy, and then they just start making more and more money. It's those moments to me that just make me say, this is why every day that God allows me to wake up, I'm going to commit to shooting forward the Elite Harmonizers team.
And I mean, that is absolutely amazing. Again, that just speaks to the experience itself. I think we've kind of been talking about this a lot in regards to the businesses. One of the questions I was going to ask was, how does your company differ from others? And again, I have been a part of a lot or many, but the ones I have experienced is talking to other people who have also, you know, experienced other trading groups. It is just your experience within Elite Harmonizers is just so different because of that connection and because of how connected you are to people that you are leading, people that you are teaching. And again, how we also connect with you, because it works both ways. Like if you're super energetic and you're hyper every time you get on a session, but you know, we're like dull and kind of bored, it also affects you as well. You're like, you know what, man, I'm bringing the energy and y'all sitting here quiet, or y'all half asleep, or I feel like you guys just use me to get these trades. No, but it is that back and forth, that interaction. No, for me, because I'm in Taiwan, the time difference is different. I'm usually either at work or doing something, so I can't speak as much as I want to speak. But I know others always chime in, always ask questions, and are always very, very interactive with you. And I think that's an amazing vibe to create, because it's hard to create that, especially when you have, and I don't want to take this for granted at all, when you have real people's money and real people's lives in your hand and you're affecting their pockets, right? Because people are really sensitive about their money in person. Imagine doing it over the internet, and then on one trade you could win $50, on the next you can maybe lose the same amount of money. So it is a hard thing to balance, but you've definitely perfected that. But we do have our first call in. I definitely want to open this up. Anyone else wants to call in or ask questions, you're welcome to do so from here forward. But Malachi, we're going to welcome. Hello, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Malachi, can you hear?
Yep, I can hear.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Angel. For those who don't know me, I am Carl's younger sister. And I just wanted to make a quick comment. So I've also been trading with Malachi for like the past 2 months, and it's been a really great experience. But I wanted to bring up something you said earlier, Malachi, about how you basically, what made you want to become an entrepreneur, and how you said, you know, you don't necessarily want to depend on a corporation for like your finances and stuff like that, and how you watched a lot of your college friends struggle, you know, to find jobs after they graduated. And so I just want to speak on something personal. So I'm about a year out of college, and luckily I was able to find a really good job, but it was really hard. I definitely struggled. I probably went on maybe like 20 plus interviews. I got turned down a lot, so it was a very discouraging experience. And even now, like, a lot of my friends from college are still struggling to find jobs. So I just think that mindset that you have, especially at 19, is really great to have. I just think that, you know, sometimes I think like, man, if I was 19 and I had that mindset, I probably could have done a lot of things differently. But I say all that to say, you know, just keep up the good work. And I mean, you're really inspiring a lot of people, and you'll definitely thank yourself later. Because I mean, we go to school and we get these degrees and we think that, you know, well, at least I thought that it wouldn't be as hard as it is to find a good job, because it's like a lot of these companies don't want to hire the kid fresh out of college. And then if they do hire you, they only want to pay you like $30,000. And it's like, how am I supposed to pay off these student loans with $30,000? But now I just wanted to say, you know, keep up, you know, what you're doing. I think it's really great. It's very inspiring, and you will definitely thank yourself later.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Do you have any other questions, comments, or concerns? Oh, so Angel. I'm getting a little feedback in my headphones, so that messed me for a second. Yeah, I just listened to the podcast. But what made you want to get into trade?
Well, like I said, you know, I'm a year out of college. I'm a year on like this new job that I got, and I love my job, honestly, but I know that it is something that I don't want to do for the rest of my life. Like, I don't want to work for another person for the rest of my life. I mean, now it's fine because it's a great learning experience. It's making it easier for me to network. Like, I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm learning a lot of things, because a lot of people I work with are like 50, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old. So I get to learn from their experiences as well. But I want financial freedom one day. So I just started to look in different things that I could do on the side, you know, different ways that I can invest my money and my time. And, you know, I came across trading and came across Malachi, and it's been great ever since. So hopefully one day, I'm giving myself until 30. So I'm 24 now, but by the time I'm 30, I want to retire from corporate America and just, you know, really do what I want in life and not have to work every day.
That's true. I know one of the things you want to do is definitely take care of your older brother and make sure he can retire. How old are you going to be when you're 30? I don't know. We'll do that math later. But thank you so much, Agent, for joining the show. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your questions for Malachi. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it. And thank you for connecting me with Malachi, too, because, again, without you, I would not have known him or about Elite Harmonizer. So, again, thank you for definitely doing that as well. Oh, and she hung up. So, Malachi, real quick question. Who's the better trader, you or Tati?
Me, by default, because Tati started trading for a little bit. And then, as anyone who has feelings, got her emotions caught up with trading. So as soon as she lost some money, she's like, I'm done. I'm done losing money. It's not happening anymore. I'll manage the team. I am done. So by default, I am the better trader.
And the reason why I bring that up is because, again, I have one of the things I've learned through the many businesses I've opened, and I'd say this to say I failed at a lot of things that I've started, right? I don't want to just speak about successes. Talking about failure is very, very important. I definitely failed. But I think I've reached my most success in things that I've done when I've known what my, and I'm not talking about you guys, talking about me, when I've realized what my strengths and my weaknesses are. Like, I have a business partner, and like I told you when we were talking about advertising and marketing, this podcast, for example, I am not the artist. I am not the creative guy. I am the logistics and the number guy and the speaker on the internetter. My business partner, he is that creative. He is that mixologist. He is that energy. He's that creativity that I just don't have. Like, I could get there if I worked 24 hours a day, but he is the yin to the yang. And what we do, how we've grown together, it's been just, it's been amazing. So it's really, and when I say that to say, you guys have a very amazing team, and just being a part of the experience I've been a part of a very short time, what you guys have done together is amazing. So, and again, you guys have that great connection that's going to carry you guys far into the future, because you just have that connection. That is very, very important to have in any business that you start. But we did have a question that came in. I kind of want you to touch on before we get into other questions. Someone asks, can you talk about the leverage and over leverage and the importance of trading?
For sure.
Leveraging and over leveraging.
Yep. So with trading, people can look at trading very easily as gambling, right? The example I normally give when I explain trading to friends, is if we're all sitting at a round table with five people, right? And we all say, okay, we're going to put up $5 that we're all going to win, that one of us is going to win this Uno game. That's $25 on the table. Only one person's going to win, right? So with trading, you're either going to profit of $20 because you won that, that trade, or you're going to lose your $5 because you did the wrong analysis, right? That's how trading works. But there is a very fine difference between trading and gambling, right? Gambling is just putting up some money because you have it and because you think it's going to go well, right? Nothing in Forex is guaranteed. Nothing is life, I would say, and is guaranteed. So when you start just saying, okay, I have $100, this trade looks like it's going to go up, so I'm going to go ahead and just put $50 into it, you are now gambling. And I call that a liability. And our team does not accept liabilities. We accept everyone, but we do not accept liabilities. Because I would hate to be the excuse someone uses as to why they blew their account. So over leveraging, for those who don't know what that means, that just means putting in more money than your account can handle if you lost it, right? So if you have a $100 account, you probably shouldn't go ahead into a trade with $70. Because just as quick as you can lose $70, just as quick as you can make $70, you can lose $70. So our team has a very strict trading plan for both regular Forex and HFX. So on HFX, my trading rule is once I win four times, I win four trades, I'm done trading for that session, or I'm done trading for that hour. If I lose two trades, I'm done trading for that hour. That's it, right? I mean, sometimes I do push it a little bit, but for the most part, I'm very strict to that. Four wins, we're done. Two losses, we're done. With regular Forex, you grow your account by a percentage. Once you hit that percentage, you're done. So right now, my team and I are on a challenge. This is my second month doing it. FRX 30-day challenge, where you turn $50 into 11K by compounding your account. So you take one trade per day. I send it out to my I send the trade out to my team and my friends. Once we hit take profit just means that we've hit our point in the market where we want the market to take us out with a gain of money without having to risk any more. Once the one trade is done, the one trade is done. That's it. We don't go in any more trades because the challenge follows a very strict policy. You enter one trade and that's it. You compound your account, you get to 11,000. You try to push it and go to two trades, and whatever God you serve is watching. So he will, he or she, or they will manipulate that market. Trading with a responsible risk makes you a trader. Trading just because you have the money to do so makes you a liability, also known as a gambler. So yeah, we have very strict trading policies on our team. If you don't follow them, we just can't claim you as an elite harmonizer. We just can't. We need to make sure that people are attained. As Angel says, wanting to be financially free doesn't come with just saying it, but it comes with applying it and doing something about it, right? Faith without work is dead. So yeah.
So how would you describe the makeup of your team and like the layout of your team? Because I know you have a you know them fairly well, you know us fairly well, I'm sorry. So like how would you describe the makeup of the team, and what do you think makes the team work successfully the way that it does and the way that it has so far?
So the way the company is structured, if you look at it as a pyramid, there's only two sections. There's Tati and I, and then there's the team. because we just don't, we haven't hired any other people yet. I'm very, as we talked about, I just spoke about earlier, there's real people's money and real people's lives on the line in anything that they do. And being 19 years old, dealing with people who have student loans, who have debt to pay, who have houses to pay, I don't have any of that, right? So I don't know what any of that feels like when someone talks about it. I can only hear what they're talking about. So I'm very, very particular when it comes to me. If I was to ever say, hey, I'm going to hire someone to host a live trading session, I would have to make sure that they are to the T. They're on time, attending the session. They're good at the strategies. They can teach, right? They have their camera on. I will tell you, Junior, it is hard sitting on Zoom with a Band-Aid on your face because acne just doesn't want to work right, right? It's hard having your camera on all the time. I need whoever I hire, I need to make sure that they are doing everything correct. So right now, it's a two human band, Tati and I, and I run all of the trainings and tradings and logistics stuff. And Tati manages our team with members, money, and she's kind of like that she's the person that puts her foot down, right? I'm a very passive person. She's like, no, you're doing this wrong, you're out of here. And I think to answer the second part of the question,
logistics.
I think what really makes our team work is the fact that we all understand that we're all from different backgrounds. Now, granted, I have never met anyone on my team in person unless they were, you know, part of the OG because I went to school with them. I only know everyone on our team from a Zoom name and a Zoom picture, or like little conversation outside of it. But I still feel like I know my team, and I still feel like my team knows each other. There was a call one day. We have team meetings. Team meeting in the sense that the whole entire team, if you're available, gets on the call together, and we do things together. We play games. We play, you know, team building games. We talk about our experiences on our team. It's a bonding time. So, you know, I call that mandatory team meeting because I think it's very important for you, anyone that's on your team, to know who they're on the team with, right? No matter how big our team gets, whether it goes to 1,000 people or stays at 5 people, right? I want to make sure that our team at least knows someone else on the team, so that they're not only relying on Malachi, only relying on Tati, but that they can rely on their peers to be able to answer at least the simplest question of how do you set up an account. So I think what makes us, you know, what really makes Elite Harmonize is a family. I look at it more of a family than a team is the fact that we have that bond, right? We have those interactions. It's not get on a live call, make some money, get off the live call. The live call is supposed to be only an hour, trade for an hour and we're off. I just can't do that, right? I have to talk. I'm a very talkative person. I want to know everyone I'm working with. So, you know, talking, having a conversation. How was your day? How are you feeling? You know, I got told the other day that I look like one of my team members' kids, you know, and then I saw her son. It's like, oh, I can see the resemblance, you know. So it's like those in the middle of a trading call, those personal connections with the team, that one, you know, back to your previous question, makes us really different from a lot of other companies. And no matter how big our company gets, I will still make an effort to know at least one thing new about every single team member on our team. So that they know that they can say, I trade with Elite Harmonizers, not, yeah, I'm just part of this team called Elite Harmonizers. You know, like when you say Elite Harmonizers, you got to say it with some passion. You got to know that we are the Elite Harmonizers that you're trading with.
Yeah, we got to put some respect on that name. I hear that.
Exactly.
We did get a question coming in. I want to get to it. Someone asked, actually Malik asked, talk a little bit about the strategies you started trading with and why, and the ones you use now, if possible.
Yeah, so when I first started trading, I was using everyone else's strategies but my own. But then when I started losing money, the creators of the strategy, I could not text them and say, hey, I read all your strategies, I read all the confirmations, but I still lost money. Can you explain why this might have happened? After realizing that I can't do that when I'm using someone else's material, I realized I have to do something different. So if anyone knows TradingView, they are filled with indicators. I have studied almost every indicator on TradingView to a T, to where I create my own strategies that use the indicators that I know work with other indicators. I use a strategy, I'll make it, I'll test it 100 times. If the payout percentage, if the success rate of that strategy hits above 85, I release it to the Elite Harmonizers. The most recent strategy called the KISS strategy, Keep It Simple Sniper, I tested that 100 times. Once I got an 89% accuracy rate with that strategy, just using the strategy, that means no background of support and resistance, no background of understanding the market. Literally, if you can look at some lines cross and look at a line in a certain location, that's all I did with that strategy. I didn't use any of my other skills in Forex because I wanted to make sure that someone who was brand new could make money using a strategy without having to understand market structure just yet. So once I had 89% accuracy on that strategy, I go ahead and send it out to Elite Harmonizers as a training. I say, here's a new strategy. Use this strategy, master it, you know, get comfortable with it. So I'm always working on a new strategy. I'm actually currently working on a new strategy that I plan to release sooner or later after I tested it 100 times on my own live real money account. Because I want people to know that I'm not just making a strategy and releasing it to keep them coming into our team. But because I genuinely want to make sure that people know how to use it. And if it does go wrong, that they can talk to me about it and I can give them an answer. It's always about having the answer to something, right? You don't have the answer to everything, but what you can have the answer to, you should try to have the answer to it. So when it comes to my strategy, I tend to have the answer to, you know, why a trade may go wrong. I've had many conversations with people where they're like, you know, I used this strategy, but this happened. And I showed them why it may have happened. Come to find out, you know, the news popped up and you didn't look at the news when you should have. Things like that. So, yeah, great question.
So why do you think, again, as the Black Expat Podcast, Black Expat Podcast, why is it important for people of color and Black people that you know to understand and know what trading is, in your opinion?
Yeah, I personally just think that we are in a time now, we've been in a time for a long time, that African Americans are put through a lot when it comes to just being able to obtain a job. What I notice is happening is people are basically begging, right, to work for you for 8 hours a day to make minimum wage, and you were still saying no because of the color of their skin. You know, because they, what they look like or because of their background. So after, you know, seeing that and understanding that is a reality that we live in at this point, there was something else that needed to be done, right? The Forex market does not have an application where you have to check a box that says you're Black or African American, right? It doesn't ask your gender. It doesn't even ask for your name, right? It doesn't ask where you come from, right? You trade in that market and it knows nothing about you. So I wanted to be able to provide an opportunity for African Americans who look like me, think like me, right, to be able to make money and change their own lives, the lives of their families, without having to resort to what could get them in trouble as a means of making money, without having them feel like I'm just never going to get a job because the only job that I could get is at as a restaurant worker, you know, flipping burgers. And granted, there are a lot of, you know, African Americans who are in high power jobs and, you know, high positions, but a lot of them came from their network, you know, them knowing someone else who has the privilege to be able to get them a job. And if it didn't come from that, it came from them working extra hard to even land a spot in the application pile. So I just don't, you know, I don't necessarily, I don't condone that, and I don't want to be subject to that. So, you know, we teach everyone, but, you know, our African Americans, we need to make sure that we are doing things for ourselves that are going to change our lives and our family lives for the better.
Yeah, because I mean, and again, that's absolutely spot on. One thing I want to point out, for those of you guys who are listening, this is the perfect time. If you guys do want to call in and ask questions, you are more than welcome to call in and ask any questions that you guys may have or anything that's going on, anything that you guys want to learn more about, or anything you guys want to say or ask Malachi. You can definitely do that. So Malachi, this is part of the podcast. Do you have any questions for me, or any questions that anything you want to add on, anything else you want to talk about? This is the time of the podcast. You can definitely ask those questions. We can talk about it right here on the podcast. So any questions you have for me or anything else you'd like to mention or talk about in regards to Elite Harmonizers or anything else we've talked about today?
Yeah, sure. I do have one question, and that is, how has your trading experience and then how has your personal experience with the Elite Harmonizers been since you've joined?
That's a really good question. My trading experience has definitely gotten better. I think the funny thing is, maybe you're mad, but I'm definitely going to say it because I'm very honest. I have been using the DeLorean strategy a lot, and that's been working for me. And me and Angel have recently started using the KISS strategy, and that's worked way more than DeLorean strategy, to be honest. The KISS strategy is just the strategy that Malachi recently taught us, or taught me. I think he taught everybody else a bit earlier because I came in late to those meetings. But that has been amazing. It's definitely gotten better. Here's the thing. With HFX, because it's HFX and Forex, right? HFX is money in minutes. Forex is like the longer term making trades. The Forex trades, I've gotten tons better in regards to that. Like the buy stops and the, I think it's stop limits or something like that. I forget the terminology, but those have been clutch for me in regards to planning things and using the KISS strategy along with buy stops. And I think it's called stop limits have been great. Definitely learned that from working with you and even tuning in late from the strategies. It's been great. So Trading wise, I've definitely gotten better literally daily. Every day I tune into the videos that you had on before Google Drive, now on the website, and I've learned something new every day that's kind of helped me. That's not kind of helped me with my strategies and helped me make money. My goal, because I'm out here in Taiwan and this is trading is my full-time job. I'm in addition to podcasting, so my goal is $200 a day. So a combination of HFX and Forex has been very beneficial. So now I can set what I want to gain from Forex is $100, right? What I want to gain from HFX is $100. And it's basically 8 training sessions a day. And if we lose 3 and win, let's just say, 5, then I'm still right where I need to be in regards to gain. So in regards to trading, it's definitely been right where I needed it to be for that. But personally, yeah, it's definitely, it's put me on a schedule. One of the things about being a full-time entrepreneur and having, again, multiple streams of revenue is that you have to budget and plan your time correctly and accordingly, right? So there was times when I first stopped working full-time where I was, every hour of the day, I felt like I had to be doing something or I was wasting the day. Why? Because when you get into that 9-to-5 mindset, when you're at work, even if you're at work and not doing anything, you're still at work. So you feel like you're doing something just by being there. And those of you guys working 9-to-5 for a long time, you know what I'm talking about, right? So it's like, once I didn't have that anymore, I went through like a week or two of depression because I'm like, man, I feel like I'm not doing enough because I was so used to doing something every day, you know, and every moment and every hour and not being at home. And I'm like, now I'm at home. Like, man, what am I doing? So when I wake up, I'm like, all right, I got 9 o'clock Malachi. I got 11 o'clock Malachi. I got 1 o'clock, another trading session I do on my own. It gives me personally sections of my day where I know I'm focused on learning and gaining money. So 9 o'clock is training with you. But before that training, I do 8 to 9 studying. Then from 10 to 11 studying. Then 11 o'clock, I'm on with you again. Then 11 to 12, I'm at the gym and then I'm eating because, again, sometimes you forget to eat. So personally, it's definitely helped me manage my own personal time and to make sure that I am as productive as I can on a daily basis, even if it's just Monday to Thursday, because for me, it's Tuesday to Saturday. But for you guys, it's Monday to Thursday. So it gives me Monday as my rest day in Taiwan because there's nothing going on trading wise for the market. And I can dip in the market if I want to on my own. I can study and I can learn. So it's definitely been extremely beneficial for me personally, but also trading wise, I've definitely learned a lot each step. And a question that came in, when am I coming home? I am coming home when, one, I can afford it again. And two, when I don't have to quarantine for 14 days to get back in Taiwan. Because if right now, if I leave Taiwan, I lose my national health care. And no, I'm not cool on that. So if anybody wants to send me $20,000, I'll come home right now because then I don't care about health care. It's still cheap out here. But until then, no, I will not be home until coronavirus is cool and Taiwan is not talking about taking away my health care, to answer your question that just came in. Any other questions, Malachi?
Yeah, I had a question for... is there any elite harmonizer who is not junior on the call and would like to talk about their experience on the elite harmonizer team?
That is me. So we have Von James. If you like to call in, if you look on the app, there's a call in button you can click, and it is right there, and it'll allow you to call in to the actual show. Or if you want to type the question, you can also type the question and I can ask it to Malachi as well. Oh, and we have a call in. Give us 1 second, Malachi. And there we go.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Okay. So you said to talk about the experience of being on the Lean Harmonizers.
Yes.
Okay. Well, my experience, honestly, it's been great. I started doing Forex and HFX with IM Academy, I want to say, last month. I already knew about it. I heard about it. I just, you know, was waiting for the right time to jump into it. And when I jumped into it, you know, it was nice. I had a nice, you know, family and talking to people and learning and everything, but it was just, you know, it seemed crowded to me. And when I learned about Malachi and Elite Harmonizers, it was just like an instant, just a nice vibe. Like, it was just a personal type of feel. Like, I know plenty of people have tried IM, and we have like the Go Lives and the educators and everything, and like millionaires that, you know, help us try to trade and everything. But also it's like thousands of people on the call, so that does affect your trade, if you want to think about that or not. But I wanted to try to get a sense of just like a small type of group, like anything between 50 or less. And when I joined his team, before I first joined, I joined the HFX group from on Telegram, and he did it where he was doing it all last month. You know, you can join, you can trade with us and everything, see how we trade. And from being on that call and that whole month and just, you know, talking with him and learning, you know, getting to know the different teams, members, and just being on a call, it was a different feel. It was like, it was all feels was like a family type feel, which is I'm proud that I went into that with IM and Malachi, but it just seemed like Malachi was more so personal, more so hands on. And honestly, you know, ever since I did that, I joined Elite Harmonized, and I haven't, you know, been back to IM. And especially with his strategies that, you know, he teaches us, and now with the 30-day challenge and everything, and his new London sessions that we're having, he's helping us, you know, learn more, and he's, you know, trying to teach us to basically be more independent into our trades. So when we want to do trades on our own, hey, we have all the strategies and knowledge that he taught us and that he shows us and that we do on the daily basis, at 9, at 11, at 3 in the morning. So when you're able to do that at home on your own, you have that confidence to go into it. And you don't have to just be like babied or, you know, hold his hand and be like, okay, what trade should I get into? What trade should I do? Like, it's just been a very wonderful, you know, feeling to jump from having a family, honestly, not just having a team, having a family, to the point where, you know, everybody is here for one goal, but everybody's here to help everybody. It's not like somebody's just here just to be greedy and just wants to take everybody's money and doesn't want to, you know, help anybody else. Everybody is caring and they want to give back to each other and help each other, especially, you know, help new members that just joined and everything. So like I told them previously, it's going to be people that, you know, come in and want to take the strategies and like, oh, he's making money, let me take this, and then get on. Well, hey, it's going to be like that, but the people that's going to be there for you, they're going to be there for you for the long haul, regardless of however money they make. Even if they make $1 million, they're still going to be there. And that's the type of bond that I've been making and creating with Malachi and just Elite Harmonizers. They're just down to earth, honestly.
Thank you. Thank you. And Malachi, is there any feedback you'd like to give on that? Any other questions?
For sure. I had a phone call with Vaughn the other day, and like I said, I'm a very emotional person. And right after that call, I started tearing up, because it's not like I get members who call. I get team members who call me and talk to me, but for some reason they tend to be the women on our team, and I have nothing against that. But you know, I want people to know that I'm not just here to give people money. Right here to just trade for people. I want to have a personal connection with no matter who you are, where you come from, or how you were raised. You know, one of our team members, you know, Rel, he let me listen to some of his music the other day. And it's some real inspirational rap, right? And it's like, I'm not just sitting there trading with these people and then getting off the call, but I'm actually talking to these people. I'm learning about these people. And like, I would say no matter how big Elite Harmonizers gets, whether we go from 100 people or we go to 10,000 people, right? No one would ever, I personally am guaranteeing that no one on our team will ever feel just lost in the crowd, because if I'm not directly there for them, someone else will be. And someone else will do that because they know what it felt like when I was there for them. So why would you not want to give back? You know, why would you not want to tune in? So, you know, having those personal conversations, you know, learning a lot about life, again, from team members on our team, just being able to say, look, you know, we have a rapper on our team. You know, I wrote a 4X rap, but it's like we have an actual inspirational rapper on our team. You know, we have people who have been through life and can, you know, are helping guide me as a 19-year-old, guide me through life as well. You just can't replace that. You know, we're all working together to help each other. I'm teaching what I know, they're teaching what they know, and we're all prospering together. So I definitely appreciate that 110%, Vaughn.
Yep, and I know we got, I think we got another comment that said someone definitely agreed with Vaughn on what do y'all have to say. So again, thank you so very much for sharing your experience with Elite Harmonize and for echoing the sentiments that I've expressed and many others probably have as well about work with Malachi. Again, it's an amazing group to be a part of, and there's definitely a deep connection that is there. So is there anything else that either you would like to talk about or like to mention?
Yeah, I do want to make sure that it is known and made aware that Junior having me on this podcast is not a recruitment policy or a recruitment goal. Quite frankly, he gets nothing out of having me on this podcast, and I get nothing out of being on this podcast. I want to make sure that we are sharing the opportunity and the place of being able to make the money that you want to make with all of our team members. You know, it's something that I would not have been able to do on my own, right? And that's again, going back to the community, the belonging part of our team, right? Junior joined our team and felt this is a homey feel. I am not just member 19 here, but I'm actually Junior here. You know, I can unmute and talk about my day. I can go on this call and know that Malachi is going to talk about my podcast, right? I had almost my whole team go and follow, you know, Junior's podcast. I had my whole team drop their Instagrams and everyone go follow someone on Instagram. You know, I just put Rel's music into a Google Drive and going to release that to the team as well, right? So it's not like, oh, I'm just member something, but I am actually on this Elite Harmonizer team. Malachi knows my name, may not know my story, may not even know what I look like in real life, but he knows that I'm with him. And I know that he's with me. And the second part to that is, you know, the big reason we switched over to an official website is one, because, you know, every day Taji talks about how big our team is going to get. When we first started, to be honest with everyone on this podcast, I said, okay, let's do this. And I was like, we'll get 10 people and that's it. Like, I was happy with 10. And then we grew to 70. And I was like, whoa, that was really, really quick. And really unexpected, you know, and I was not ready for that big push of people because, again, I did not see the vision that she was seeing. So, you know, moving over to an official website, there's a lot more things going on now, right? We have a badge program where, you know, Junior comes in and he learns the KISS strategy and can prove that he had over 85% success rate with it. He gets a KISS strategy mastery badge on his profile. Say Junior gets, you know, 5 badges, his membership fee is now cut down by a percentage for the next month. You know, so there's a lot of incentives so that people know that you're not just paying to trade, but you're paying because you're doing something for someone else, right? Junior can go ahead and help someone now understand the KISS strategy because he has the KISS strategy mastery badge. So it's like there's different things that we want to do to still ensure that people understand that this is a team. It is a company, but it is a team, right? Our company houses a team of people who are interested in their financial freedom and just learning and earning, right? Because once you learn, you remove the L and you begin to earn, right? At least on our team, that's the model that we stand by.
Absolutely. And yes, I 100% agree. One of the things that I always tell people about the Black Expat Podcast is one of the reasons that I actually got into podcasting when I first started was I had written my first book and I had writer's block. I'm not by nature a writer. I was struggling with communicating and putting things on paper that I wanted to kind of put out there into the world. So I just started talking about it. I started podcasting about it. And the goal was never to the goal was always to just share information and provide opportunities for people who may not have access to this information or may not know about a certain place or want to travel somewhere and has never been and wants a real life account of what someone did when they were actually there that's not trying to get them to follow their IG page or not trying to get them to sign up for a company or be scammed anyway, right? It's like, hey, I'm talking about what happened when I was there, my process, you can ask questions and I'm there for you. So again, it's the same with this podcast. It's like, yes, you have a company. It's an amazing company and we're learning and growing. But like you said, it's about, hey, knowing that there are other opportunities out there for you to be an entrepreneur in a different way and just having access to that information. Because again, I am 30 years old and I had no idea about Forex trading until this year. Like Angel said, had she known earlier when she was 19 years old, the things that she would have done. So it's just about spreading that information and letting people know like, hey, there are other things out here for you to be able to do. There are people out here, there are groups that you can join that fits into what you're trying to accomplish. And there are ways in which you can learn on your own through YouTube. And then once you feel comfortable joining a group, or even if you don't want to join a group, just knowing what is available and out there in the world as young people, as old people, as whatever you are, whoever you are in the world is important because your life is yours to control. And the more ways you know in which you can take control of your experience and of your daily life, then the more you learn, the more you grow, the more things you are able to do. So that is, again, right on par with the goal of the podcast. And the reason why I do interviews, right? Because every interview I do, every person I connect with, I learn something from, I grow in some way, I change in some ways. So it's always important to share those stories and to make sure that we get out to the world. And to no matter who this podcast reaches, let them know like, hey, there is something out there for you. It's different. You may or may not get into it, but at least you have the knowledge behind what you have access to. And that access, that knowledge is very, very important. Just to society and to us as Black people as well.
For sure.
Lastly, are there any other questions, comments, concerns from anyone, from you, Malachi? Anything else you'd like to add? Anything that we want to talk more in depth about?
No, that's it for me. I, again, am so, so thankful and gracious that you, you know, even dropped that comment in the chat of saying, hey, want to do something in Taiwan. I was like, wait a second, you know, yeah. So, you know, that was an amazing, amazing, this is an amazing opportunity. This is my first ever podcast. And I'm so excited that it was with one of my elite harmonizers, sharing the information about our team and where our vision is headed. So I, again, thank you very, very much for this.
Yeah, I mean, and absolutely. And again, I definitely want, like I tell everybody, I love doing multiple episode podcasts to people because one, I do want to get you out here to Taiwan. Sponsors, if you guys are listening, definitely pitch in if you guys want to. We definitely need to make this happen either right now because COVID took a spike in America. So Taiwanese government's gotten strict once again. But definitely either now or somewhere we'll figure out a way to get you out here in Taiwan because there's a bunch of people listening and will tune in later once I publish the podcast that definitely need this information and want this information. But again, just having the access is a thing that most of us struggle with. And just like the time of the day, you're busy sometimes. You don't have that time. But if someone's physically here or someone's, again, Zoomed in or Skyped in or whatever, then it definitely does provide them with the opportunity to have that access. So that's important. And for me, again, it's more than an honor to have you on the podcast and to talk about things. So I definitely want to welcome you back again to talk more about things, maybe not 100% related to trading, just about your experience and your journey overall. One thing that I don't take for granted, and I hope you don't as well, is just your experience. Again, at 19, it is beyond impressive what you've created. Like you have a full-on thriving business. You have like, and it's amazing. Like I've learned so much just from analyzing the way and the methods and way in which you've done things. I mean, again, it's amazingly admirable. It's great information. And it is inspiration. I still tutor and mentor a group of 50 students back in America. They're now in high school and getting ready to go to college. And this podcast is going to be really powerful for them to hear and for them to experience. And I'm expecting a lot of questions, a lot of comments from them, and I'll definitely be sharing those with you as well. And if we need to, hopefully you'll be open to rejoining the podcast and addressing some of those as well. But again, thank you so much for joining. It was more than a pleasure and an honor having you on. I'm wishing you and Elite Harmonizers, which I am also a part of, guys, nothing but success in the future moving forward. And again, thank you so much for joining the Black Expat Podcast, Malachi.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a good night. I'm going to go out and enjoy my afternoon as it is 11:30 a.m. here. Drop some sevens in the chat for prosperity. All right, let's drop some sevens in the chat. If you guys trade, you know what I'm talking about. And also drop some ones in the chat if you guys enjoyed tuning in on everything you heard here at the Black Expat Podcast. Again, this podcast is brought to you by In-House Bartender. Go to InHouseBartender.com for all of your in-house bartender needs. And as always, if you want to become a patron of the Black Expat Podcast, click Become a Patron in the Podbean app and support. Thank you once again, Malachi and Tati, for joining the podcast. Looking forward to having you guys on once again. My name is Carl, the Black Expat. We out, ya.